I write in hope by the time you get this letter, we may live to see a change for the better. Are we so devoted to these wretched, selfish martyrs? When the cold facts and figures all add up, we cannot contradict this sad burlesque, this sad burlesque, with miserable failures make an entertainment of our fate. Laughter cannot dignify or elevate this sad burlesque. Now can they recall being young and idealistic before waiting knee-deep in hogwash and arithmetic, the pitying smirk, the argument that runs like clockwork will run down eventually. In this sad burlesque, this sad burlesque, with miserable failings make an entertainment of our fate. Laughter cannot dignify or elevate this sad burlesque.
Well, now, Bebopalula, Mr. Gene Vincent, his biggest hit. This song, Bebopalula, was the first record I ever bought when I was a kid in Liverpool. A friend of mine at school had told me that there was this song called Bebopalula by Gene Vincent and that I should check it out. So I went down to the record shop, which was called Curry's, after school. And I went down and I said, have you got this song Bebopalula? They said, yeah. Go and listen to it in that booth over there, because that's what you how you used to listen in those days. I went, listened in the booth, and I was more than sold. It was a fantastic song, and it was a real great pleasure to meet Gene years later in Hamburg when we played with him. And, boy, he was some character, and he lived up to his reputation. He was an ex-Marine. I remember one day we were chatting about how he'd been in the Marines, and he said, you know, I can actually put someone out just with my hands. You know, they get the training where they just touch you on the back of your neck, and you just go, whoop. And he said, in fact, you know, I can show you how to do it now if you want. I said, you're not trying it on me, mate. I said, try it on one of the others. And they all said, no, go on, it should be you. I said, you are kidding me. One slip of his fingers and I'm a dead man. So I never actually let Gene show me how he could put people out with two fingers, but I'm sure it was true. And now, if you would, come with me. We'll nip over to Kansas City for a sound check.